Well, you talk about the Workforce Investment Act. I love how they come up with all this crap. The WIA, it replaced the JTPA, which was the Job Training Partnership Act, right?
Right, and the JTPA was mothballed after the Labor Department's own study showed it was decreasing the trainees' earnings, especially for young males.
You got to be kidding me. No, they go to the training program and make less.
Right, and at least the government's consistent, because the same thing happened with CETA. There was a major study of CETA that, after the program had been around 7 or 8 years, that found that that participating in CETA resulted in significant earnings losses for young men of all races. So it's sort of like, folks, what's the point here?
I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you.
Well, and it's the thing that's striking is that the Labor Department has always been very slow to come up with these evaluations on these programs. You'd mentioned the Workforce Investment Act. At the time that Congress passed that law in 1998, it mandated that Labor Department do a thorough analysis of the impact of the training on the trainees, because they didn't want to have the same mistakes again.
But they didn't do that.
Well, yeah, Congress said finish it by 2005. Last report, Labor Department's probably going to have it done by 2015, which is like almost an entire another generation of people who might be blighted by a failed training program. But the folks who are making those programs, they still get their pensions.
Now, a 1969 government study warned that teens in federal jobs programs, way back then, quote, regressed in their conception of what should reasonably be required in a return for wages paid. In other words, as your headline says, what job training teaches? Bad work habits. How so?
Well,
we don't know.
Yeah, President Obama, when he gave his spiel last Thursday, was talking about starting up these summer jobs programs as investing in low-income youth and adults. And investing. But, you know, the feds have a record going back, you know, almost 50 years in these summer jobs programs. They've been fiascos. These are programs I've investigated off and on for almost 30 years. I did a story for Reader's Digest back in 1989 when I was going around looking at some of the programs, and there was a summer jobs program in D.C. The showcase of the D.C. summer jobs program was the Marion Barry Youth Leadership Institute.
Talk about teaching bad habits.
Well, I went to their place and I spent a morning with them, and basically what it was, you had kids sitting around in the circle shooting the bull and arguing about whether girls like sex. And I'm thinking, and during the afternoon they were paid to play basketball. And, you know, and you can't understand why folks would not have a good work ethic after that, because, I mean, folks were given paychecks for that.
Yeah.
I think back to the early jobs I had, and most of them were unpleasant. Some of them were downright miserable. But, I mean, it's, you know, that's an encouragement to develop some skills.
That's just amazing stuff, Jim. It really is. You dig into this kind of thing all the time, and yet you You keep the capacity to be astounded by what you find, right?
Well, I mean, life has a lot of entertainment value.
Mm-hmm.
And the same is true with federal programs. And so so much of the writing which I've seen about these policies, it's almost like a sedative, and it's sometimes pretty whiny. But if you look at a lot of these programs, there is so much comic relief. It's like a Shakespeare drama. Okay, everybody gets killed, but hell, there's some good laughs along the way.
Indeed. Well, Jim, we've posted a link to what job training teaches bad work habits. We thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Rob.
Oh, my pleasure always. You know that.